Is Ben still overseas?
I don't know.
Good morning, good morning. Does that answer your question?
Good morning, Ben.
I absolutely love getting on the call and just being quiet, you know, kind of like playing passport for a few seconds and see what you guys are going to talk about before, well, before you hear the familiar voice. Let's just put it that way.
Is that hard for you, Vance?
Is it hard for me?
Yeah, just to be quiet.
Not usually. Because it's always fun to kind of be that quiet one, and then when asked to speak, and then you rise up and you actually have something that's like kind of burning in the depths of your spirit, and you're kind of having a good word or a good message or just, you know, anything, and people are always shocked. That's always kind of the fun thing. But, you know, to answer your question, Wendell, sometimes it is, especially when you see injustice. When you see things that, as a wellness consultant, we see things that are that we know we can help, and that at times is hard. And actually, I'll talk a little bit about that. That, you know, when do you be quiet and when do you speak up? So, hey, before we jump into the call, I need to ask a favor of those of you who usually join me in our live implementation discussion. Harold Walkup, Julie, Marie, Kathy, Steve, Molly, Joe, Bill, me, and got a new couple joining us in that discussion group, Ron and Candy. If you guys wouldn't mind hanging up and joining back in the host line, and we're going to kind of do our discussion right here at the beginning and allow other people to hear different perspectives of the Rhythm of Neekin event or the Ron event. As the Europeans so accurately describe them, or the acronym. And then that way I can make the line. So again, my rhythm accountability group, whatever we call ourselves, if you can join me on the host line, I'd appreciate it greatly.